A debate between all seven Democratic presidential candidates wrapped up a short time ago in South Carolina. The state holds its primary next Tuesday. It will be the first Southern contest in this year's nominating process. North Carolina Senator John Edwards, a native South Carolinian, is leading in the polls there. This evening, he acknowledged to moderator Tom Brokaw that the state is important to his campaign.
This is a place where I believe I can and should win.
But if you don't win, do you go forward from here?
I believe I'm going to win, and I believe I'm going to go forward.
But today, after his wins in New Hampshire and Iowa, Senator John Kerry scored a key endorsement from South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. NPR Scott Horsley joins us now from Greenville, South Carolina. John Kerry came into tonight's debate looking to build on his first-place wins in Iowa and New Hampshire. Did the other candidates go after Kerry tonight and try to knock him down a peg?
Michelle, the debate was actually fairly tame for about the first two-thirds. Howard Dean actually observed during one of the commercial breaks that the debate was awfully mellow. But Dean got a chance to mix it up a little bit with Kerry, contrasting some of the things that he had been able to accomplish as a former governor of Vermont to improve health care in that state with what he described as unsuccessful legislative attempts by Senator Kerry. This is a regular theme for Howard Dean, that his executive experience sets him apart from the Washington candidates. Kerry responded that it's helpful for a president to understand how Congress works. John Kerry's also gotten a little bit of grief this week for a comment he made in New Hampshire that Al Gore could have won the race in 2000 without carrying a single southern state, and some have interpreted that as a signal of Kerry's own strategy. He insists it's not, and he's promising to campaign vigorously here in the South. But there was a little edge tonight when Senator Edwards said it's important for the South to have a presidential candidate it can believe in.
South Carolina is a state struggling to create jobs. There's been quite a bit of job loss in the state. And John Kerry said he wants to stop companies from heading overseas.
I'm going to go to that tax code that's gone from 14 pages to 17,000 pages, and we're going to take out any benefit, any reward, any incentive for any Benedict Arnold company or CEO that take American jobs overseas and stick the American people with the bill.
As we've said, South Carolina has lost quite a few manufacturing jobs. What do the other candidates have to say about this key issue?
Well, both John Kerry and Wesley Clark held campaign events in South Carolina today in which they talked about their economic plans. Senator Kerry, for example, visited a new community college that specializes in computer technology and cutting-edge manufacturing. But while some of the candidates are laying out economic proposals, John Edwards took a different tack tonight. He said for him, this is personal, that the people in Washington are always talking about things like retraining, and that retraining won't help a 55-year-old worker who's lost his job. He says that the candidates have to begin by understanding the effects of these job losses on families. And, of course, he's hoping that voters will view him, the son of a mill worker, as someone who understands that better than the others.
South Carolina also has a very large military population. And, Scott, it seemed that the war in Iraq and the war on terrorism dominated much of this evening's 90-minute debate.
It did, and of course the war was pretty much roundly condemned, even by those who voted to authorize it. Howard Dean, who's been one of the most outspoken war critics, said the president wasn't candid with the American people about the justification for going to war. John Kerry said the president was too quick to go to war when it should have been a last resort. Joe Lieberman said that the administration's conduct had given what he calls a just war a bad name. And John Edwards said that the president has been too single-minded in his focus on terrorism at the expense of domestic issues. Senator Edwards said that America needs a leader who can, in his words, walk and chew gum at the same time.
Scott, there's been more than two dozen of these debates at this point. Did this debate differ from all the others in either tone or content?
Well, it did have a little bit more of a southern flavor, but Senator Kerry has argued that the South votes about the same issues, economics and health care, as the rest of the country.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure, Michelle.
NPR Scott Horsley in Greenville, South Carolina.